Welcome back to the Scope of Pain Microcase Series. This is Dr. Daniel Alford, Professor of Medicine and Course Director for the Boston University School of Medicine Scope of Pain Program.
In this episode, I'll be speaking with Dr. Daniel Alford, a primary care physician and an addiction medicine specialist at Boston Medical Center and on faculty at Boston University School of Medicine, and with Dr. Patrick Kelly, a pharmacist on faculty at the University of Rhode Island College of Pharmacy, about how prescribers and community pharmacists can work together to improve the care of patients on opioid therapy for pain.
How do we collaborate efficiently? How do pharmacists and clinicians find the time to work together?
I now really appreciate the importance of communicating with my community pharmacist. Again, keeping the patient at the center so that we avoid any disruptions in their care, but also that we don't cause any harm with these medications. So I appreciate this second set of eyes in different points in time where the patient is being observed. I think it's important that we cultivate kind of a working relationship between a primary care physician and a pharmacist, but set up systems so that we can efficiently respond to each other's calls. We're all busy doing more than a full-time job, I'm sure, and so we need to create systems to enhance this two-way communication. And more specifically, I think adding information to the actual prescription seems like it can save everybody a lot of time and angst around these prescriptions. And again, keep the patient safe, which is the ultimate goal for treating patients with chronic pain. Thanks for listening. You're not alone in facing these challenging issues. This topic is addressed in detail in the Scope of Pain program, available in online and podcast formats, where you can earn CME, CE, and CPE credits. Visit mycme.com/pages/opioid-CME.